But in terms of what I think of, and everybody else talked about leveling the playing field, the great equalizer, it's in education.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest problem, and we have one of the worst education systems in the country, our state, I think the biggest problem is the fact that, for example, in Providence, over 90% of the students are of color and 80% of the teachers are white.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I had to do one thing, it would be to try to figure out how to get more teachers of color in those classrooms. Because I think if you get teachers of color in those classrooms, it would make more of a difference than almost anything else you could do.
Because of mentorship.
Because of mentorship and in terms of trying to inspire, in terms of caring, in terms of giving them advice, in terms of the fact that you can go to a Cornell. You don't have to go to the CCRI. Yeah. Actually, giving people the idea that that's possible.
That's right.
You don't have any teachers doing that because they all live in the... Well, I don't want to get into that.
No, but I understand.
Too many
of
them, I think, are disconnected because too many of them live in the suburbs and too many of them are not culturally competent.
Yeah, and now with the rise of Asian Latino kids and such, and absolutely.
So I think if I had to do one thing, if you've got to get more black and brown teachers in those classrooms, black and brown teachers in terms of guidance, black and brown teachers in terms of principals, on the school committees, you know, the gamut. But if I had to focus on one thing among that, it's the teachers.